Hi, Christian.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, it's John with Local Splash.
Oh, hey, John. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing okay. These are the kind of calls that I kind of dread. Rarely do I ever have to make, but yeah, I'm just kind of like uneasy. Usually it's always good news, good news, good news. But
Yeah, I know.
I heard you were dealing with some financial hardship and I got a notification from one of our customer service reps. I don't know if you got the voicemail that I left you this morning.
I'm sorry. I think you might have missed my
copy. Oh, okay. Yeah. I called the 508 number this morning instead of the 908. Yeah, that's my apologies. So I did go up to bat when I got the notification yesterday, and I was I put in a request for them to like fully refund the account because you know, I understand that you guys were going through like financial hardship, but our executives here like denied it. They basically were telling me like, oh, because of like the way the subscription terms were written and all the discounts that I applied on that listing initially when I signed you up in order to get it down, that they had it set up on your subscription terms as the first month's payment would be non-refundable because of the money that it's going to go into just getting the account up and running, you know? And that's why they put that subscription term.
We never got the account up and running, so that's what I'm thinking.
Well, we start doing stuff right away, and trust me, I've argued in your favor, so I'm just repeating back like what they said to me, you know? So they go, when you secure a listing, we block it out so another business can't get it, and then they send your Google PIN verification letter out to you. And then they obviously schedule, like, client interview. When we schedule a client interview, those interview techs, they put in a good, like, 2 to 3 hours pretty much just going over keyword research and programming through your Google Analytics system, which is, like, a public site that you could go on and you could see it. Takes a lot of time to thread through it and actually get like each individual demographic service that you offer just to get that going. So they like secured it. They also put in the request for Facebook ads. When you do that, you know, that's $100 that we send over to Facebook. And then we're literally just pending like building the Facebook page or the credentials from you if you already have a Facebook page and then actually running the ad itself.
Yeah, no, I just, so if it's 100% refundable, why can't I get my refund?
It's not 100% refundable. No, it's not 100% refundable. It's non-refundable. It says in your subscription terms that you sign off on, it's in your email. When you first sign up, it says first month's payments are non-refundable because of the discounts that have been applied to the listing. And then we send that to you in writing and then you signed off on it. At point of sale. So that was on May 26th. So you're not binded to a contract. It's month to month. But what I was saying is if we cancel the account and you're saying, hey, 100%, I'm not willing to move forward no matter what happens on June 26th, they stop working on everything. And then basically it's like burning $300, which I would not recommend. What I would say is, you know, obviously complete the client interview. Let us get you up and running. You know, if we can't give you that money back, at least let's make you that money back because the first client that we bring you from the placement is going to offset the cost. The PIN verification's already been sent out. You should receive it by tomorrow or the following day. They usually quote 5 to 7.
Listen, man, I really want to go through with this, right? But you know, after talking, you know, my father came up to me, talked to me, and he's just saying that, you know, right now, because we put a lot of money in investments, you know, with the company on fans, merchandise, equipment, materials, and all that, right? This month and probably the next month is not going to be, you know, we don't know. So he's just, my dad, he likes to prepare for rainy day, you know?
Right. Well, this is exactly what this will do. This will put you in position to, you know, have a consistent flow of clients to where it's paying for itself.
Like
you guys, you guys shouldn't be taking money out of your pocket every month in order to keep yourself on the first page of Google. That defeats the whole purpose of doing it. You know, the whole point is that it's a self-sufficient system. But if we're 6 days in and they're saying, hey, we can't reverse the first month's payment, I'm going, okay, well, let's get it up and running. You know what I mean? Let's get it moving forward. If you guys feel on the 25th, the payment's due on the 26th, if you feel on the 25th that, hey, you still don't want to do this, you know, we can we can cancel the account and, you know, it won't bill you again. You know, we won't continue to do that. But at least at that point, your company's verified on Google, right? That adds a lot of credibility to your business. You have that Google business profile. It's showing Google verified. You have a section for the reviews. You have that Facebook page up and running. You have all those directories. So at least that way, you're still going to be in a better position than you were starting out on 526 as far as netting clients off the internet. You know what I mean? Obviously, doing the optimization.
No, so let's do this. Let's do this, man. Let's continue with the process, right?
Okay.
Because I really think this will work. I know this will work.
It and will. Also, it's the best form of advertisement under the sun. Like, I've been doing this for 10 years. I know when I talk to you, like, a big reason that I was willing to go down on the price was because I know what you are currently using with HomeAdvisor. I know I gave you a lot of background on that, the HomeAdvisor by Angie's, but, like, if you trust it, compare the two, you know, give us time to earn your business. It's a no-brainer. It's a lot better just to have people call you directly than to pay per lead from a reseller. The resellers are just putting themselves on Google, reselling you leads, and they're selling them like 5 or 6 people, charging you way more than you should be getting charged. So
I was trying to explain to my father that, you know.
Yeah, as like a long-term solution for your business, this is good. You know, it'll get you away from that. It'll also put you in position to just have people calling you directly over time. You know what I mean? So
I was trying to explain to my father, right? So it's $300 a month, which will lead to $3,600 a year. I was like, one good job that we get from Google can pay for the whole year.
100%. Oh, it'll pay for itself 10 times over if you think about it over the course of a year. Easily.
Exactly.
I've had companies where they're not even companies. They just have an idea, you know, and they're still trying to figure out how to get customers and stuff. And then we put them up there and then, you know, 6 months later, they have multiple employees, multiple crews, bunch of equipment, you know, they expand and turn into an actual business rather than just an idea. So I also, like, I have two companies outside of this where I actually got the Google listings first before I ever bought any equipment or anything. And I let the Google listing be up there for like 2-3 months and just pipelined jobs and business opportunity. And then I hired my father-in-law, who's a painter. You know, I came to him with a whole book of business and a whole like 3 months of jobs lined up and basically stole him from what he was doing. And that company's been up and running for the last like 6 years. So. You know,
I have that same vision, man. I just really want, you know, I'm gonna try and relate to my father, but we're gonna continue with this, all right?
Yeah, my father-in-law too. Like, I remember you saying your father's Hispanic, right? He's like
he's Brazilian.
Brazilian. It's Portuguese, right? I remember you telling me that. I was trying to get a Spanish rep. Yeah, but my father-in-law, he's from El Salvador originally, and then so is my wife. Like, she's originally from El Salvador. So, like, they don't speak English at all. So, when I started doing this, I'm, like, white as hell. So I started doing it, and then I had to explain it to my wife over, like, a couple weeks of, like, pillow talk, and then have her relay the information to her dad. To kind of explain what we were doing. And it's still like that, like, to this day. He's just not picking up on it. He's old, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like,
but
old people.
He's a great painter. Yeah, it's just, they're a different generation. It's not just the technology, but then there's the language barrier. So it's like, you know, you really gotta kind of paint the picture for them in order for them to get it. You know, even pull out your phone and, like, look up painter and, like, show him, like, hey, you know, this is where we'll be. This is where we are now. You know, the calls are coming in from this, you know, and that'll make it make a lot more sense to them because it's not a tangible product, you know?
Yeah. So could we do this interview right now?
I can ask. Let me just put you on a brief hold, or if you hang on for a second, I'll message them. They're in a separate department, like 3 floors down. So I'll send a message over to the supervisor down there right now.
All All right, appreciate it.
No problem. We have available slots about an hour and a half. Okay. Okay. So they have the next... Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So the next available slot that they have is about an hour and a half from now. Is that okay?
So that'll be 2:30?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Well, no, that's like two, that'd be 2 hours from now. It's an hour and a half, from now. So it'd be like one.
I'm sorry.
We're on Pacific Standard. So it's 9:30 here. They're saying 11 o'clock. So 11 o'clock would be 2 to 3.
It'd be 2:30 here.
Okay. Well, 11 o'clock would be, it's 12:30 there, right? Not 2:30. So it would be, you're 3 hours ahead. So it'd be 2 to 3 o'clock for the client interview. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Done.
Okay. And I want to apologize, man. I didn't want to make that call yesterday either. You know, it sucks.
Well, the thing for me is like, I wanted to try to address it before calling you. So like, I went up to bat too, because I understand, like, I don't want to get a bad review or have somebody have a bad taste in their mouth that their family's really going through like a financial difficulty. Like, I'm a father of two kids, you know what I mean? And like, I understand, you know what I mean? $300 isn't exactly the cheapest thing. Like, that's, you know, a month or two of diapers right there with wipes and bottle and everything, you know? So I get it from just a human perspective. And that's why I immediately like requested like cancellation and refund. I was actually surprised they even had any kind of like pushback or statement on it. Like, I was basically kind of saying what you were saying. I'm like, the account's so new, you know, what is it that he's paid for already, or how has the funds been delegated already? And they were like, well, you know, it's this, 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 and he agreed to this. And I'm just like, oh my God, all right, you know. So I definitely try to go up to bat for it, just in that regard. But you know, it's, my tone doesn't change though. I take everything very seriously in the sense of, you know, we want to have this turn into a long-term relationship. The last thing I want to do is build all this stuff, put all this work into it, get it all up and running. You know, I'm going to try to go above and beyond to make sure you guys are successful with it, but I don't want to lose you. You know what I mean? Last thing I want to do is do all that work and then have you guys be gone the following month. So, you know, we'll put in the extra.
I'll put in the extra work to make sure that we maintain this, you know. I'll completely cancel Angie's list.
And I mean.
It was a way better option in my eyes.
It is, 110%. I mean, it's been the most profitable form of marketing for the last, like, 16, 17 years running. You know, people don't usually search on Google for fun. You know, they're looking for a contractor, so that's not something I type in for fun. So, I mean, these people are serious, and you're catching them at the moment that they're looking for the help. So, I'm looking forward to, you know, continuing to work with you. Hopefully, you know, my customer service is doing a good job. Honestly, every call that you've had prior to signing up with me has been through customer service, so hopefully they're doing well. I am on the phones a lot, but I gave you my direct number and extension too, so I mean, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you feel like you're missing anything, or if there's something that we could do to help your business be successful, hey, like, hesitate to give us a call. Like, your success is vital to us. If you're not making money, we're not going to make money, so just let us know. Sure. All right. Well, again, you know, obviously I want to thank you for signing up with our services. Client interview is scheduled between 2 and 3 Eastern Standard Time. They're going to send you a text message reminder, prior to the client interview, and then they'll call you. The gentleman that's going to call you, his name is Crisden. He'll come on and he'll just walk you through it. It's pretty simple. It's mostly general knowledge information about your business. You're not going to need any, you know, fancy tools or anything like that. And then I believe I sent you the, Google verification form, right?
I'm gonna have to check, but if you said you sent it
here,
to
let
me.
Let me go to this SMS, and then I could try to resend it to you. Yeah, they definitely sent it to you on the 26th when you first signed up with me, but I'll resend it to you. Try to fill this out as much as possible. Just adds credibility to the business. You know, when you're first starting out, you're not gonna really have the reviews that the other guys have. But if we can have like an advanced form of verification on there, it'll just add extra credibility and make the customer feel that much more comfortable with working with you.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. You know, have a great rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you here shortly for the client interview. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.